My birthday tends to be a pretty great day in our house.
This is what you want? A little of that, a little of that for you?
36 today.
You don't look 36. Like when I close my
eyes. I'm your biological son.
You want to come in?
Okay.
I can't fall for a fat person right now.
I guess I'll lose the weight then.
But only good things are going to happen here today.
This Is Us, Tuesdays this fall on NBC.
Hey, what's up, you guys? My name is Brancy, and welcome back to the This Is Us recap show here at Variety Radio Online. Today, I'm going to be talking about this week's episode of This Is Us, titled I Call Marriage, and of course, I loved the episode. Lots of stuff going on in the episode. We see a lot more of Jack Pearson and the past, and gotta say, guys, I think we can all admit that Jack Pearson is raising the bar for men everywhere. Women everywhere are falling in love with Jack Pearson, not just because of who he is as a person, but because he's an excellent husband and father from everything that we've seen so far. So, men, step up your game. Jack Pearson is truly incredible. We see flashbacks to Jack and Rebecca's wedding, and then, of course, later on, we go to a more recent Jack and Rebecca, where they're taking care of the kids and everything, and they learn that Miguel and his wife are getting a divorce. This, of course, poses a challenging situation for Jack and Rebecca. They look at themselves and wonder, hey, are we happy? Are we the couple that we used to be before we became parents and before we got to this place in our lives? The two of them have a lot of self-discovery going on in the episode in different ways. Rebecca faces issues with the band and, you know, wondering whether or not this is what she should be doing. And then, of course, her ex-boyfriend, who is in the band with her, mentions that they got a gig to go on tour. And Rebecca says, hey, like, that's great, but I have to talk to my husband about this. Of course, what any woman should do and any man would do in the same position. Always talk to your partner and figure out some way. Of course, Jack would tell her to go do it, but they need to figure out those logistics together. And that's what a responsible relationship is, figuring things out together. However, apparently her ex does not like this explanation, and he basically says, like, if Jack really loves you, then he'll let you go on this tour. And that sets Rebecca off. And I gotta say, I've been very unsure how I feel about Rebecca while watching the show, and I've mentioned that in previous recap shows. Sometimes I like her, sometimes I don't. But I gotta say, Rebecca definitely won a lot of points in my book this episode. She immediately jumps on Jack's defense. Essentially, Rebecca tells this guy to back off because Jack is a superstar and he does all of these incredible things for her, and it's just really a beautiful scene seeing her defend Jack like this. And meanwhile, Jack is going through his own stuff. He talks to Miguel, and Miguel basically tells him a story about how they kind of realized that their relationship was over. And Jack kind of, you can see in his face that he's like, oh my god, have I gotten to this place with Rebecca? So when Rebecca comes home, he has bags packed, and I gotta say, for half a second, I was scared. I was so scared that after Rebecca just defended him so beautifully in front of her ex, I was so afraid that something bad was going to happen. But thankfully for all of us, and women everywhere were squealing when Jack prepares an insanely romantic evening for himself and Rebecca, and he takes them back to their first apartment, and he set up lights and food and champagne, and it's really, really beautiful and just an amazing moment between the two of them, and so cinematically beautiful, really. And basically, they sit next to each other and they read their vows back to each other. And when I say that women everywhere were swooning, I'm telling you, men of the world, Jack Pearson is the man to beat right now, okay? He is making women everywhere swoon, okay? So just saying, guys, step up your game. Jack and Rebecca loved it this episode. Relationships have problems. I mean, we all like to imagine that we're going to be happy someday and that we're going to never fight, but it's just a fact of life. You're going to fight sometimes and you're going to go through rough patches, ups and downs. And seeing Jack and Rebecca navigate through one of their rough patches was really amazing and makes it feel more realistic because, like I said, everybody loves Jack so much and, you know, thinks that they are just goals, just like couple goals. But seeing them struggle with real world things that real couples struggle with was really great. Moving into present day, we have some Pearson children love drama of our own. We have, of course, Kevin dealing with Sophie, his ex-wife, who we learned in the last episode was his childhood love, who was originally Kate's friend and kind of navigated into Kevin's heart. And I gotta say, loved some of the things we heard Kevin say. And I'll admit, Kevin definitely had me under the spell until we find out that apparently the reason for their divorce is that Kevin cheated on her. Yep, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. I think I've made it pretty clear to everyone that I think cheating is wrong, no matter what the circumstances or what the excuse is, it's wrong. So I'm really not sure how I'm going to navigate this now, knowing that he cheated on her. I feel like we definitely need the full story, and I feel like we'll get that eventually. But I'm just not sure how I feel about Kevin's character right now after hearing this. So we're going to see how his relationship goes with Sophie. I'm not sure. I seem to like them together, but knowing that he betrayed her in this way, I can't really blame her for treating him the way that she has been. I feel like it's very warranted if he destroyed their marriage like that. Switching gears, another one of the Pearson children is also having struggles with their love lives. We go to Kate, who is, of course, at her exercise camp, and she's, you know, dealing with that. But then Toby shows up, and it's great at first, and I love Kate and Toby together. But there's been several debates on the internet about whether or not Toby should have showed up to Kate's camp. I see both sides. On the one side, we have people saying that, you know, Kate is really trying to get in the zone and lose the weight and focus on herself, and Toby should let her have this space. But on the other hand, they are engaged, so I'm not sure if just making a visit is wrong. However, I will agree that his behavior in some of the classes and everything was a little bit much. Of course, Toby also meets the worker who has been kind of flirting with Kate, and honestly, I don't remember his name. I'm trying to push him out of my memory, because if Kate leaves Toby for this guy, I don't know what I'm gonna do, because he's an ass. So hopefully you guys watching agree, because like, why are you trying to mess with somebody's relationship when they're happy? And Kate and Toby, of course, have a little spat and an argument, and I just really hope that this guy doesn't mess things up for them. I really do, because I love Kate and Toby together. But I guess we're gonna have to just wait and see how that goes, but hopefully they can work it out. And now lastly, the last of the Pearson family that I'm going to talk about tonight is Randall. And Randall is dealing with a different kind of emotion. He's dealing with a lot of stress at work. He's going up against this other guy for a job. And, you know, he almost skips out on his daughter's chess tournament to go with the other dude and go to this business meeting. Essentially what's happening is Randall is getting sidelined, and he is getting really pushed out of his job, and he's, you know, his clients are being split up, and that's not fair to Randall, and you can see the stress that it is causing him. Of course, the title of the episode, I Call Marriage, comes from Beth Pearson, who is Randall's wife, and says, like, no, you're not going to miss your daughter's chess tournament. I'm calling marriage, and this is what you need to do. And of course he does it, which of course I appreciate. And truly, I like Randall as a character so much. I love everything that he's standing for with his family. You can also see the internal struggle going on with what he's dealing with William. They're kind of trying to prepare their kids for the fact that, you know, their grandfather is going to pass away, and it might be soon. Beth takes excellent measures to prepare the girls, but Randall is still very uncomfortable with the idea that William is going to die. So I think that's definitely playing into his stress levels, and I'm not sure where they're going to take Randall's health issues going forward. Honestly, that's really all I have to talk about. The episode was great, as usual. Let us know what you guys are thinking about This Is Us. You can find us on any of our social media locations. We are Variety Radio Online on Facebook and Instagram, and also Tumblr, and we are at The VRO on Twitter. You can also find stuff on our website, thevro.com. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next week for another This Is Us review show.
My birthday tends to be a pretty great day in our house.
This is what you want? A little of that, a little of that for you.
36 today.
You don't look 36. Like when I close my
eyes. I'm your biological son.
You want to come in?
Okay.
I can't fall for a fat person right now.
I guess I'll lose the weight then.
But only good things are going to happen here today.
This Is Us, Tuesdays this fall on NBC.